Julia, say something over there.
Line for the bathroom.
That's the song that has.
Hey, boss.
Donovan, oh my God. It's been a year.
51 weeks, because it takes like a week for this event to go through, and it's been like the worst 51 weeks ever.
Actually, according to Launch Kids, it's been like 6 months since the HAL conference.
Man.
Our last interview.
But we are back at HAL Design Week. We're in, we'll call this Studio 280, some back room abandoned.
Seriously, is it like room 280 out there?
There's something with a 280 in it.
Not that this is going to air for like 3 weeks after the conference, but still, good to know.
Yeah, so they can go back and find evidence of the crimes.
We are at HAL as hell right now.
Well, you know
now.
There's crimes here because we got Stefan Mumau.
Oh, you know that's correct. Mm-hmm.
Stefan's chilling. Stefan drove me up.
And Diana Valentine.
Hallelujah.
And Diana, you're our guest of honor. You see, you're our very first guest. We're kicking it off.
And Stefan is here because he drove Nate here, so he's here by default.
Yes.
He's the official driver.
Let's not try to diminish his role in things being awesome here.
Wall candy.
It's more like a chauffeur.
Wall candy.
It's like the old chauffeur that knows.
Did you sit in the back seat?
There actually was no back seat.
Stefan, did you wear a chauffeur
hat? I did. I was driving Miss Voss.
There were hats. There were no blazers. And there was much talk of hash browns and of movies and of Donovan. I don't know if you know this. Yo, escalators, when they break, they're like stairs.
Really?
How fucking cool is that? Right?
That's pretty badass.
Right? Okay. No, we're doing HAL for reals now. Diana, we haven't seen each other since last year, right?
Correct.
Did you also just get in? Because I have been in for like 20 minutes.
I have been here since last Wednesday.
Oh, holy hell. Okay.
I'm settled in.
Now, you've done like four talks over the last week or something.
Yes.
You've got like four more to go.
I'm doing eight talks in 12 days, baby.
I feel like you have outside of HAL conference activities.
Yes, I do.
Tell us, good God, what are you doing? There's a lot of that.
There's a lot of me go around, really, when you think about it.
There's enough, I like to think.
Yeah. I just spoke at the at a community psychology conference, which is what my training is in and what my master's degree is in.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She's analyzing you right now.
I can't wait to hear the results.
No, that's the other kind of psychology.
Oh,
community psychology is all about groups of people and how they relate to each other, solve problems, and policy stuff.
Our grueling dichotomy worked out.
I think she does.
Yeah. Which one of us is the butch?
I'm going to say you.
I'm
going to go with Nate. Yeah.
This is true. I was talking to Floyd, by the way. If anyone from the Hyatt here in Chicago, Floyd, great employee.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Hyatt people listening to the show.
He helped set up this room for us.
Word up, Floyd.
Floyd
might have put us a little too close to this wall.
He said
over
that
here.
If we were here around Memorial Day, we would have been at the, it's like the male leather conference was here.
Great.
You would fit right in. Donovan
Theory. Then you could
Theory.
Ask, again, who would be the butch.
No, I already got my answer. I don't think that's going
to
change.
It's still going to go to Nate.
I don't think that's going to change 6 weeks in the past or whatever that was.
I'm not sure.
I wasn't really listening to the front part of your story. I'm sorry. It's just going to happen, dude. This is a long, long car ride today. So that was one, the community psychology showcase showdown.
Like showcase.
Have you been doing more? Because last time we had you on the show, we talked a lot about setting people up, you know, getting your creative voice, you know, finding out how to present yourself. Like, what's happening with that now?
It's going like gangbusters.
Yeah,
and I'm doing a lot of that here.
Did you blow it up after HAL last year? Because it kind of felt like maybe you would.
Yeah, I mean, I released my first ever digital product, which was a huge cherry-busting adventure for me.
Nice.
Yeah, I was really happy with it. It's called Pitch Perfect, and I'm doing a HAL pre-conference on that very thing on Friday morning.
Did we do a preliminary on that last year?
Yeah, I did an hour version of it last year, which was like bullion
And we spoke about
explosion.
That show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
And now I'm going big with 3 hours and, I don't know, 100-something people, so it should be a blast.
3 hours? Holy shit.
Yeah.
So is that creative freelance or
That's HAL, buddy. That's pre-conference
HAL.
3 hours to come up with a 10-second pitch.
You got it.
It takes work, yo. Does it take work or do
it
you
takes
just do
work.
It?
No.
I think it should take 3 seconds to come up with a 10-second pitch.
It's like making a movie.
No, it's like Inception. You have 2 minutes to make a maze that it takes 1 minute to solve.
There you go. Actually, it's like a some.
You have to take more time.
An infinite amount of time, actually, in creation, right? Because mm-hmm. it's a sort of it's an evolving process. It never stops.
I love it. Okay, so.
So yes, it's going to take 3 hours.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Maybe you should go to that, Donovan.
Just deal with it now. Deal with it now and get it over with.
3 seconds. So.
I may not be able to help you with that, I think, is what we're all saying, Donovan.
So is that, like, that's your how thing? I still want to know, like, what was it? Was it 8 sessions in 12 days or 12 sessions in 8 days? What were you?
It's eight sessions in 12 days.
Okay,
I got one. I've knocked out 4.
Okay, you've done 4.
Yes.
Okay.
And now I'm on 5, 6, 7, 8. And spin and parry and
what are the other sessions other than the, are they all pitching?
No, that's the only Pitch Perfect one is the HAL pre-conference.
Okay.
So I'm doing a little jazz hands kind of MC work at the Creative Freelancer Conference.
Nice.
So I'm doing a little warm-up activity tomorrow to get it kicked off. And I'm doing the roundup, which is the last session in that conference, to say, what did we come here for, what did we learn, and where are we going with it?
And, like, Woody's Roundup style, like, will it have...
Yeah. Yeehaw!
Come on, Dragon.
Old Farty. What was his name?
Old Farty.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't Old Farty.
No, but it was like Farty. That's why they call me something Pete.
Stinky Pete.
Stinky Pete.
I don't know Stinky Pete.
He was Kelsey Grammer's character from Toy Story 2.
Oh.
So spoiler alert, yo, Stinky Pete is evil. He wants them to go to Japan. We can talk about this all day. So,
I love
I'll
you
tell
so
you what.
Much.
Let's take a short breather here, Donovan. Let's dive into Pitch Perfect a little bit. How's that sound, Dave?
That sounds great.
Beautiful.
And are you asking me questions too, or are you just holding down space?
Flavor.
I don't know. I don't think we have to shut them down.
No, Stefan, flavor. You're talking too, right? Are you doing? You're doing.
Yeah.
Doing a workshop.
Yeah.
Okay. We can come back to that. Let's talk about the workshop at the end.
Maybe we can talk.
We got time right now.
In community psychology, that's called silencing.
Oh, did I just shut him down?
You silenced Stefan.
I didn't.
Well, I am the Butch, and dude apparently needs to listen up. So
you need to watch your
would you
role,
like some
motherfucker.
More water, sir?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's like somebody who presents as a top, but it's really a bottom.
Oh God! Yeah, I'm putting it out there, but it's not the behind the scenes.
I don't feel very comfortable with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
You just
like
rode in a car with him for 8 hours. You didn't realize that?
No.
I was very docile in the car. Like I was basically sheepishly. Half asleep the whole time.
So he was holding in the rage of the road rage and wasn't
saving it. He was saving it for the show.
It occurred to me like
take it all out on us.
Mm. Yeah.
It occurred to me like 6 times. Like, oh God, we're gonna wind up in Chicago at the end of this trip. I'm gonna have to do things.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to sit down immediately and rock a show. So Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
Break it down for us. Let me tell you a little bit about my experience. Maybe we can go from here. So last year. Came to the HAL conference to do this, hit up Creative Freelancer, where you were the first or one of the first people, could be, that did a session, and I was rocked. I don't think that that's a secret. I was just like, okay, this is how to present yourself. This is what I need to do. This is how to get the people. I was telling you about this in the car. I was like, it's how to get the business that you want to get. How to get the people calling you that you want to work with, and you know how to position yourself perfectly in your field, in your industry, which you know for us is design. And I walked out of that like, yes, I got my like, I can't remember all the verbiage, but like my mission statement and my thing, and here's what I do, and here's what makes me unique, and these are only the things that I want to do. And I went out and I rocked it real hard for like a month. And it certainly helped.
You had so much work you couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, no, that was actually, you know what? There was one point where I did have a little bit too much work over the past year, but
never got back to it.
The rest of the year made up for that brief time. I did start to struggle with maintaining it.
Yes.
After a while.
Maintaining what in particular?
This is like a session. I want to watch.
Yeah, no. Well, it's the I think the difficulty came in like at a certain point, and I think a lot of people probably run into this. I got to take this job because I got to pay that bill. Here's a job. This job does not fit into what I want to do for myself in the grand scheme of things at all. It's maybe it's not creative, or maybe it's just execution.
I think it's extremely common.
Yeah.
I go through it. Because when you get magnetic, right? Mm-hmm. When your juices are flowing, it's sort of like if you're single, like I am currently, and you get a little.
It's a bad thing to be at the Howe Conference being single.
It's strategic. It's strategic.
Yeah, sure.
So, and you get a little action, right?
She's on a break. And this is 1 week.
And all of a sudden, like everybody's coming in your yard, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's a similar thing for freelancers. Is you start to get a little role, you get a little bit visible, you get like a level of confidence that sort of magnetizes mm-hmm. people to you. Maybe you get out more for a while.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of people.
Oh yeah, you're making. I got business. I'm making money.
Yeah.
I can go out. I can just go out. I was going to throw in an example of something I might go out to do, but I don't even know anymore. Anyway.
Yeah. So you get kind of jazzed up, and then it's sort of partially sensory overload and partially that stuff starts coming to you, mm-hmm. whether you want it or not, right?
Right.
Or whether, but the distinction that I make is whether you have any business doing it or not.
Right.
So I spend a lot of my time working with organizations and individuals to help them make decisions. Right?
That's
one of my cornerstones, is making decisions, testing ideas, and communicating. So in that decision-making thing, it's super important that you are incredibly discerning. Now, some people out there might be saying, well, that's great for you to say, but I have to pay the bills, right?
Right. And that's always the, I think, the catch and the trick, especially for freelancers and people starting their own businesses. I don't like to use the term freelancer all the time.
Right.
It's like, hey, you're an entrepreneur, you're running your own shop.
Right.
Even if it's a shop of one person.
Well,
but yeah, that's the trap is, oh, I've got to pay the bills, so I have to sacrifice a part of my core.
Yeah.
In order to do that.
Well, here's the thing that happens. At least I've watched people sort of crash and burn on that methodology, because it's sort of like buying a used computer, not refurbished, Apple mm-hmm. certified, but it's a used computer.
Just a used
You're getting it with other people's juju on it and whatever else is coming with it, and you realize it's going to have a limit. Right? There's going to be a limit to its utility and to its safety, probably, for your process.
Right.
It's like leaning on a rickety...
Why are you buying your used computer?
I know. It's like leaning on a rickety banister. Like, if you're buying something that a 7-year-old made for you somewhere overseas with crappy products,
right.
and you wash it 3 times, are you really going to be surprised when it's not serving you anymore?
Right.
The problem is that you actually made that initial investment. So you made an initial investment in working on something that's not going to serve you over the long term. So basically
what that did is
it distracted you,
yeah.
and you took the short version of it, the short shrift, the end of the bread, unless you like the end of the bread, mm-hmm. the whatever, the leftovers
right.
that aren't the seedlings, that aren't the garden. You know, I would choose the tomato plant. Yeah. So this is all about getting
something that's sustainable for you. That's a cooked seed.
It's not
that's
a seed.
That's a cooked
yeah.
pumpkin seed.
Right.
You know, you eat those. But you don't get new pumpkins.
And then they're gone. And they might make your stomach hurt or make you fat in the process.
They might make.
What if you buy your pumpkin seeds too?
This whole conversation's made me hungry.
I tried to make pumpkin seeds last Halloween. Failed effing miserably. Oh God, they were awful.
It's like we
took the worst thing we'd ever
like
made.
We took metaphor mushrooms before we started this show.
I was gonna say, what are we talking about again?
Yeah.
Like, what,
okay.
What,
so let's do a summary. So my opinion, my big fat opinion that I get paid the tall cash for, is if you are discerning,
I'm gonna steal that.
If you are discerning and you are choosing the things that you have, the best juice and the best longevity and that are directly tied to your mission in life and your values, then those are going to be sustainable processes. Even if it's a one-time job, it's going to be a buoy for you energetically, and it's going to help other people see that what you're doing is what you want to be doing, and they're going to say, I want more of the good stuff. Otherwise, you're going to get more of that crap.
So I kind of like to drill down into that. So if you have to do the crap work,
you just don't publicize it at all.
No, I suggest really avoiding the crap work at all costs, because you know you did it.
Okay.
And yeah. It takes away energy from your stuff.
I was going to say, and I think that that's more of like your message is that like, you know, you not everyone knows you're slumming it. Not everyone knows that Donovan's out on the corner hooking for cash, but Donovan knows.
Yeah.
Even if he's wearing it.
I knew too.
Yeah. Okay. You found out.
I did.
Yeah.
It was in the paper.
Yeah. Okay.
It will demean you in more ways than publicity would do.
Right. So can I?
Yes.
Drilling down into that a little bit further because I think.
So you took one of those jobs, right?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
But not all of them, and I was able to, I was able to pass things on to other people that I don't know if they were good fits for them, but they weren't for me.
Brilliant.
I had a couple times, and that was nice, and I did get, I got a lot more of the kind of work that I wanted because I made sure to put myself out there as a guy that does that kind of work, and that was good. It, for my situation, wasn't ultimately sustainable. I have a real job now.
Oh, you crossed over.
I did, and it's awesome.
Congratulations.
So both freelancing was awesome in its own way.
Yeah.
Entrepreneuring, working for someone.
There's
else
a big
right
difference
now,
between
also.
Entrepreneuring and freelancing, in my opinion.
Oh, God. Hang on to that. Let's talk about that in a second. Hey, someone write that down. I got two other guys here not talking. I'm just saying. Maybe one of y'all could write that down. Now, hang on. No, I have a question I've been trying to ask for like 5 minutes. Don't throw it a break, please. Let's say, did I shush him? I did, right? I did.
Wow. We're going to break.
Okay.
Oh, we're back in now.
I don't want to shush you. I do that a lot on this show.
Yeah,
I think.
You kind of do. Uh-huh.
Oh, God, I'm breaking my own heart.
I know.
But
he's a natural top, so he really can't be shushed because he's in charge.
All right. I do have access. Well, look, we're shut down again.
You're totally doing the editing on this.
What's
so
your question? Posit your query.
My question is, if you have not begun your endeavors in this way,
if someone is out there and they're just starting their business,
a freelancer, non-entrepreneur,
and they've never taken a job,
and they've been what I'm trying to say is they've taken jobs and they've taken the shit jobs for a year and they have bad work, bad clients, and bad debt.
Oh, I want to send them a present.
Which are the things that I believe keep people from taking on the work that
Agreed.
They want.
I agree.
Pre-existing bad work, pre-existing bad clients, and pre-existing bad debt, which is the limiter.
Which means you're uninsurable.
Right.
Yes.
So how does that person in that situation, who I think needs this kind of advice the most, and I would kind of, to some extent, describe myself last year as having been in that position, although a kind of a light form of it. It had its moments of difficulty. Aside from saying, well, just start.
Right.
How does someone get into that? How do they take those first couple steps?
I would say, I have to just keep stroking these fabulous journals that Donovan made. It's distracting. I would say the first thing is start where you are. So I would look. I would take a little bit of an inventory of what you're currently working on. Where can you put your positive juju on it now? And I don't mean sort of just start, like go get your ideal client, because it's not as easy as it looks. I've been doing what I'm doing for 12 years.
Right.
And the last four, I've started to get rock star, juicy clients who I can actually have a conversation with, who don't dick around with billing, and who use me for what I'm worth, like actually do the work and push me.
Ask you to show up and be you.
I'm in dreamland, but it took quite a bit of cultivating and quite a bit of truth-telling on myself to get there. So I would say start where you are, look at what you have, you know, make a little whiteboard map, or I use big white paper on a wall. Write down the stuff and see where you can put some glitter bombing. Like, where can you go in there and make it true to you? Where can you get your raise your values up? So if there's something kind of hinky, or you're working with somebody who's a jerk sauce or whatever, like, how could you approach your next communication with them in a different way than you have before?
So it's almost like, yeah.
See?
Even if you, yeah, it's
random hotel noises.
If
Studio 280 is haunted.
Yes.
It's like, even if you feel like all of your work is garbage and you hate all of your clients and you're unhappy, you should still still look at that and find your point of leverage. Where can I turn?
Well, yeah, because it's ridiculous for me to say fire all your clients.
Yeah, just go for it.
And throw away all the files and never look at them again. That's unreasonable.
Right.
That's like what, you know, seven steps to blah, blah, blah. That's bullshit, right? Yeah. You paid your $497 and what did you get? No work, right? So I would say, yeah, just start the healing process at home. But you start with little things and, you know, get a mentor, get somebody else who you can bitch fest at so you can work out the kinks of what you hate and try to find the light inside of that darkness.
I think that the idea of having like a professional mentor was something I was also introduced to last year. And I found that also to be incredibly valuable. I didn't take advantage of it a lot over the year. That has happened. So I love this conversation because I get to talk about what happened between then and now.
I have a creative advisory board for my business.
Right,
and
that's
I do that with other people as well, especially people who are really, you know, really resonate with you philosophically and you just groove with them and you just want to give them time.
Yeah.
It's really easy. It's easy to give that. But for me, I set up a process and I ask them for what I need and I set good boundaries around it. That's helped a lot. Like, I'm going to call you once a month for 15 minutes and ask you one question. Are you available for that? Yeah, almost everybody says yes.
Say no to that? Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
is the question, are you available?
Yeah, pretty much.
Take 15 minutes.
No, I'm really going. I want to know if you're available.
Exactly.
Now, do you still offer the free, like, some worksheets that we use that helped us out on a project and stuff on your
website? Oh, yeah.
We were totally using your worksheets for like client work too.
Well, oh, excellent. Oh, great, there. Great, great.
And one of the things is you get stuck in a creative rut. Sometimes you just need a different way to look at something.
Yeah.
The way that your worksheets were worded, we kind of figured it, well, we were doing the pitch, and we figured that we would kind of take those questions and kind of look at what we were selling that way, and it did help us
Brilliant.
Come up with a different
And then
idea.
We just made
Brilliant.
Our stickers and put them over your logo, and
so what are
you
doing?
You, but you're
$5,000.
You are helping me realize my fantasy. I would love for my work to travel. I want people to have it. I don't want it to be, you can only get it here. I want it to be reusable. And the other worksheet that I'm going to be using with the in-house people is a collaboration worksheet, which many of my clients use with their clients. So it's a column of struggles, a column of strengths, and you add a strength to a struggle, and you brainstorm strategies. And they're not linear. It's not, you're not trying to find the perfect strength to go with the perfect strategy. It's like a game. And put that in front of your clients and just see the wheels spinning from, you know, lemon pound cake and client satisfaction. How do you
I can see ways to put that together,
but I'm just saying, you know, you take a fun strength, you take a struggle, and you play. You can have a whole meeting around that. I would love for people to use it for free.
Okay,
I mean,
and where do they get these for free then?
On my website, pumpkinspiceDianaValentine.com, and it's Diana with a Y. Yeah.
Yes, Diana with a Y. Hit it up, or hit us up at 36point.com, where you're no doubt listening to the show right now in our in-browser player, and there's probably a link like above that mess. You know, in a paragraph somewhere.
Well, we're gonna take a final break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this new book that Mr. Moon out.
Ooh.
All right, we got a little stuff in time. We can make that happen.
Autographs.
If Diana wants to share.
Ouch. Monster books. You've done the creative.
He's done
the caffeine series. That's right.
He's done
the
four
mind,
books.
Caffeine for the Creative Team. Suave, whatever.
Rico Suave, the lyrics.
What's it called?
The new one.
Yeah.
Chasing the Monster idea.
What are the old
Chasing
ones?
The
are you,
Monster. No, we were in the. What's the Rico Suave?
He's making that up.
No, I know, but which book is he talking about?
He's not talking about any book.
Oh.
He's looking at me, and immediately what comes to his mind is Rico Suave.
Me too.
You
have four books in the car.
I have five books.
You have five books.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I thought that the fifth one is Chasing the Monster.
That's right.
Or the dragon. Chasing the
There's no dragon. No, there's no dragons.
So I know of Caffeine for the Creative Mind, Caffeine for the Creative Team. What are the other two?
First two books were Simple Websites and Redesigning Websites.
Oh, fuck. Nice. I think I have simple websites.
They usually work. It's very thin. It is. It's a very thin book. It's a hardcover, and it holds tables really well. Most people can find it near the floor.
Wait. Okay, now I might be wrong. I have a simple...
Better than a match.
Like, I know that is
pink.
The theme.
Pink cover.
Yes, the pink book with the guy. Holy shit,
that's right.
I can't get rid of that.
Nope.
Can't. It's in the garage because we got to move.
Strangely enough, neither could the publisher.
I was like, yeah. Ding.
Okay, so let's talk about the monster, the Chasing the Monster.
Chasing the Monster.
Fantastic
idea.
Illustration on the cover.
Did you like that, Von Glitchko? That's right.
Not his first choice.
Were you?
No.
Oh, that's what I was thinking in the comments.
Yes. I was like, oh man, if only 4 or 5 more people might have said no.
He probably could have got down the list. No, he goes
down far enough.
There was an illustrator in, I believe it's Portland. His name's Alberto Sarantino, and he does these beautiful Tim Burton-esque monsters. And I originally went to him to illustrate the monster, and he never replied.
I can't believe you didn't do Stefan Bucher.
Right?
He was third.
I have a huge crush on him.
It would have just been a weirdly weird plug.
Well, he's... Plug. For those who want to go back and listen.
By the way, we know him. I just want you to know I've touched him on his head.
Actually, I don't think I have this. I really don't think that's
happened.
We're
going to take a photo.
So what is Chasing the Monster idea for our listeners?
Chasing the Monster idea is an exploration of really big marketing and advertising ideas and what made them really big. And I break it down to the seven characteristics of really big ideas. And we can use that as a measuring stick for our own ideas.
Give us one of these characteristics. Can you get a little hint?
You can get a little hint. The emotional level of the idea, how authentic is it? Is it story-based? Does it provide an experience? Is it entertaining? These are all characteristics of really monster ideas.
And you
use that kind of as a measuring stick for our own ideas, the things that we come up with. You know, do they qualify? Do they have the potential to be a monster idea?
And one of the things, I'm in the process of reading this book currently. Also, one of the things is, does it have Halo in it?
That is not one of the ideas.
There's a huge Halo reference all over that book.
And then
the thing that I actually like about this book the most are the easy to use, let me say, the hyperlinks that are in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of video content.
Yeah, when you're describing content.
Oh, it's a digital book?
No, and it needs to be. It desperately needs to be.
Oh.
It's a physical book, but it's like
ChasingTheMonster.com.
ChasingTheMonsterIdea.com and then slash the different videos.
Oh, brilliant.
Slash whatever.
Brilliant.
And then those send you to the example of what the book is talking about. So you have that reference available.
It's juicy.
The only downside to which is so far is that I when I'm reading the book, I got to have my laptop open.
It does require that digital aspect. Yeah, you're right.
What you need is you just need an iPad.
Bingo.
If it was a digital book.
See, this is what we were talking about. This is one of the conversations in the car coming up.
Yep.
Is the experience, I've seen the book on the Kindle, and the experience blows. It's one of those things like they just kind of converted it into text, and you're like, this had so much potential, and no one took the time to look at that. So that's one of the ideas.
So don't buy the Kindle version.
Don't buy it yet.
Yeah, wait.
I want a chance to actually create it.
You know what? I'll bet Adobe is here. CS 5.5 has all kinds of EPUB shit all up in there. I'm swearing a lot on this show. One time
that's
I said F, and then now I'm
Sailor
just swearing.
Car,
that's
they've got all kinds of EPUB stuff up in that new software now, so you talk to them, then go back, talk to the peeps at Wiley, the publishers of that
That's
book.
Right.
Find people at Wiley. And
that's
then,
not a shameless book?
And then make it happen.
You're just trying to get your own book.
Yeah, I make so much bank off the show, Diana. You are not even going to be able to handle it.
Much coin.
Yeah. Tall stacks.
I'll invoice
all day,
you.
All day long. So last question for Diana. So you're going to be here for forever. Oh, my God, you've chosen a notebook.
I chose a notebook.
I made sketchbooks for all of our guests on this for this week.
And I have a very difficult time choosing in general.
The last guest will be easy because they just get what they're stuck with.
Yeah, you're just going to be like, yo, I made this for you. Oh, thanks, I hate it. I hate Chicago. I hate that sunny sound. So is there anything at the conference that you're looking forward to seeing the most?
I'm very excited, actually, to see some people who I've never seen speak before, but who I kind of haunt online.
Okay. Okay.
So,
your secret design crushes?
Stalk. Yeah, I have a bunch of secret design crushes. A repeat.
They don't have to be secret.
A repeat, and this is somebody who I have seen speak before. I'm definitely going to see speak again. Is Luke Micey from?
God, is it Micey? I've been calling dude Luke Miss for a year.
Micey.
Okay.
He is a total rock star.
Is that like Mike Juice? Mike Juice?
Excellent speaker. And
Mike will be here too.
And Sally Hogshead, I think, is a total rock star diva.
Absolutely.
I really enjoy her, and I think she's an effortless and brilliant speaker.
And she's closing it down, right? Like she's taking it down.
Yeah, absolutely. I've never seen Von Glitschka speak, so I'm excited that I get a chance to see him speak.
But yeah,
so that's
Von does a really good job. He turns it on. He does the entertaining talk very well.
Yeah.
That's kind of his thing. Also, good content, but very entertaining.
Yeah.
And I've never seen our very own Stefan speak.
He's got a workshop.
Nobody has. That's the problem.
He's got a workshop. It's going to rock.
Yeah. The workshop will be fun.
That's on Friday.
And what's the title of that one?
So if you hear this in the past.
Caffeine for the Creative Team.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Turning brainstorming into brain squalling.
That's right.
And Wendy Oldfield. Wendy.
She's my co-author for the Caffeine Series books.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Okay. So I'm excited to meet Wendy and see.
Oh, Wendy's fantastic.
See Stefan.
Stefan, right? I appreciate you guys both being on the show.
I appreciate you both.
It's my time, yeah.
Thank
appreciate
you.
The lovely, lovely company, and I hope that we get a lot more of it over the next
Thank you.
Days.
I would love that. You guys are great.
Right. Well, we'll be back soon with... Oh, actually, we should do the follow-up things. We'll have you ask a question for our next guest, and then we'll forward that on. See
okay.
It
it's Bryn Muth, bro.
Oh,
Bryn Muth, 10 o'clock tomorrow.
I have a question for Bryn.
Rocket.
Can I do my own?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's the thing. That's, you're posing the question.
Okay. So, Bryn Muth, my question for you is, would you choose tomatillos or chayote to make your next recipe?
You're going to have to help Donovan write that down
C-H-A-Y-O-T.
After the show. Okay. And I believe last year, was it Kevin Carroll after you? And I think that you asked, what's your favorite word? Am I right in this?
Scrabble word.
And is cacophony. Is his answer on.
Oh, wow. Nice one.
And Stefan, do you have a question for Bryn?
I do. Bryn, how does it feel truly and honestly to be completely unemployed?
She's not unemployed.
I thought she was unemployed.
Writes number 4food.com.
Oh, that's right.
Writing.
That's right.
Well,
that's not really doing anything. Writing isn't really.
She is editing.
She's
freelance editing.
She does not have a job.
I will fight you in this room right now on the radio.
Employment status on the very next episode of the Reflex Blue Show.
I want to be there for that show. I have some questions for Bryn.
Wow.
We'll see if we can put something.
There you go.
Thank you both.
Thank you so much for taking time. Let's go have happy hour. We started 11 minutes ago.
Thanks everybody for listening.
And we'll have all kinds of more how content coming up.